Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have the lovely Poppy D.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Poppy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, Poppy, as you know, is a jazz singer and she owns the vegan restaurant Django's.
Yes.
Up in what used to be the Lavender Farm.
Yes. I was just trying to think of which part of town that is. It's as you go
off
out of
Staplers.
Off Staplers, yes.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, a long way off Staplers, actually, because when I went to visit you a while back, we thought, are we actually going up the right road here?
It's
gone a very long way.
500 miles, isn't it? We're going to be in Scotland soon.
You could be anywhere.
Going to end up in Roud or somewhere, if anybody knows where Roud is.
No. Anyway, Poppy's come to tell us about a fundraising thing she's doing, especially for Break the Cycle.
Yeah, I'm on Wednesday the 11th of March, I'm hosting a fundraiser for Break the Cycle for their free course that, well, for your free course that you provide.
Yes.
Called Mind the Gap. And I personally did this course and it really, really helped improve my life. So since I've got Django's and we've got a space to use, I thought I had to put on an event to basically say thank you and to
raise some pennies.
Yeah, raise some pennies to see what happens.
That's very good of you, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every penny helps.
Absolutely. And it would be great to reach as many people as you possibly can, obviously. And I think it's a life-changing course.
Thank you. We do our best.
Yeah, so I just want to get as many people there as possible, raise as many pennies as we possibly can.
Okay, so what sort of event is it going to be?
So it starts at 6 p.m. at Django's.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an event on Facebook, so you can read more details about it on there, the Django's page. But I'm going to do a raffle at around 7.
Yes.
So, and I also do need some prizes for that, so I'm working on that at the moment.
Okay.
But if anyone would kindly like to donate a prize, we'd be so grateful.
Okay.
So contact Maggie or Kelvin or or me, Django's, anyone.
Okay.
And be so grateful. And then I'll be performing for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
From 8. And if you, Maggie or Kelvin, want to say a few words that evening.
I was going to say, not ask me to perform.
Yeah, if you want to sing a few songs.
No, I would clear the place in 3 seconds. Yeah. No.
Maggie be faster than a fire alarm.
comment.
So will there be food available?
Yeah, so the kitchen will be open. Mm-hmm. You don't have to eat. You don't have to book a table, but if you do want a table for the evening, then I'd suggest booking.
Okay. Could I book one then, please?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
How many people?
Just 2.
Oh, okay. And, so the kitchen is open. You don't have to order. You don't have to eat, but that's it. And we've got cake, soft drinks.
Cake.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
How everybody's
I'm there. Brilliant.
Everybody suddenly sat up straight when you said cake.
That's it.
Oh, cake, yeah.
So you're not licensed, but people can bring their own drink?
Yeah, so you can bring your own booze, if you like an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
And it's just an evening to raise awareness and to have a little chat about the cause of the course. Yeah.
So is there a cost to get in or would you like donations?
Yeah, I haven't put a ticket price on it, but I've just put on the flyer, I've suggested £5 donation on entry.
Okay.
So I'll probably be stood there with a
shaking the bucket.
A shaky tin or a bucket or something.
Mm. Yes, hopefully we can get the evening nice and busy and raise as much awareness as possible.
Lovely, that's what it's all about, isn't it? So when you say it's changed your life, how has it changed your life, roughly? You haven't got to go into the whole thing.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, before, when I first met you, I was getting better, but I was totally unconfident, really, really emotional. And I wasn't really sure which direction I was going in. And then when I completed the 12-week course, I had much more of a clear idea of where I wanted to go. And I've still got all the coursework and my list of good points about myself is much longer now.
Oh, good.
Than when I first started.
You had about 3, I seem to recall.
Yeah. So, and I think I like myself much more.
Good.
And I look after myself much more.
Good.
My confidence has grown and I like speaking openly about things and not, I'm just not really as scared about life as much as when I started your course, you know.
And I seem to recall you said you wanted to open a jazz cafe.
Yes.
And look what you've done.
I know, and I never thought in a million years I'd be confident enough to do anything like that or even start singing again, and now I'm singing again. I've got
now we
my
can't
own...
stop you singing, can we?
and now I've got my own vegan and jazz bar and restaurant with my partner. I'm in a really nice relationship. And so life generally is improved, and it's a topic that's really difficult to talk about, but so many people are affected by it in some form, whether it's past, present, or someone's family member,
absolutely,
friend.
Yeah. Right, so when is it again?
It's Wednesday, the 11th of March at Django's.
At what time?
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the doors will be open from.
Right.
And then we shut about 10.
Right. When everyone's left, basically.
Yeah, basically.
When they're being shooed out the door, yeah.
Everyone out.
You can actually get there by bus, should you wish to.
It's quite a long walk up the lane.
It's quite a long walk up the lane there, but it is a nice walk, and it's weather's
as long
decent.
As it's not raining.
Yeah. But you can actually get a bus. It's a number 9 sort of stops at the end of the road,
yes,
isn't it, somewhere?
Yes. But it's just quite a long drive.
Yeah. I know, it's... Yeah, but taxi services and things are available as well.
Yes.
Well, often it can work out cheaper if you're coming from a distance to share a taxi with two or three other people. It can make a big difference.
Yeah, carpooling is always a better way sometimes.
Yeah.
But what a great thing to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, we are grateful.
You. Fingers crossed it'll be a great success.
It will be.
I'm sure it will
be. We shall make sure it is.
We're definitely there.
We should be there, yes.
We do.
If you know any other people who are interested in jazz, then I'm sure they'd love to come along.
I'm sure they would, yes.
Mm, excellent.
Or even if they're not interested in jazz.
Well, I'm coming because there's cake.
Well, that's just as much a valid reason. What I will say about jazz, and I've said this to the great Idana Menghella as well, don't just dismiss it. If you don't know what it is, take a listen, because it covers a huge variety
it
of
does,
styles.
Yes.
And yes, you might not like trad jazz, you might not go for progressive jazz, because no one knows what that is half the time.
I don't think they know what that is, do
no,
they?
No, I think that's the point. You're not supposed to know what progressive jazz is. It's what someone used to call, when does the tune start jazz? But in between those two, there's a massive range of stuff, and putting some, what I'd call, current tunes into a jazz style actually works very well sometimes.
Absolutely.
So don't just dismiss it as a genre which you think, oh, I'm not into that.
And Poppy does sing
very,
very well.
She does sing very well.
Thank you.
Well, we did have Poppy in singing a few months back, and we managed to cram her keyboard guy into the corner. He was very good about it. He came in with his big-ish keyboard and a speaker unit, and we managed to cram him in. And
we jammed him in the corner. Yeah. He did fine, didn't he?
He did very well. So just give us a date one more time. We'll take some music into the break.
Yeah, it's Wednesday the 11th of March at Django's from 6 p.m.
Looking
Hope
forward
to see
it.
You there.
You'll see us there, definitely, especially if we now know there's cake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.